to 10 to 10 on Friday the 14th of August 2009, and a quick audio boo just while I sort out some documentation. I'm using the scanner, which makes this noise eventually. Yeah, I like to make sure that everything like bills and things gets scanned in, certainly letters, renewal forms. Since we've had to cancel our holiday, all the documentation for that has had to be scanned. Here it goes. I turn them into PDF documents and then upload them to Google Docs. Obviously they stay on my hard drive as well, but I like to have them up in Google Docs because then I can drag them to Google Calendar, sync them to my my own mobile phone calendar, and then I can sort of link to them using shortcut links, so I can click on them and display them wherever I am, which is quite useful in theory. These ones though, some of them I have to print out as well, so I shall wait for this. I'll press the print button, put some paper in the printer. This is our old HP LaserJet 6L print. It's so musical. I mean, it must be over 10 years old, this printer. And it's slow, but it gets there, you know, maybe sort of 6-7 pages a minute. But the printer at work is amazing. We've got this massive HP LaserJet printer, and if it falls asleep, it takes the best part of 5 minutes just to warm up again. I mean, you know, you expected better than that from your television in the 1970s. And this one, you can have it just sitting there. In fact, you can just plug in the mains and within 10 seconds it's ready to print. So I don't know what it's doing at work, but unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how sociable I'm feeling, my desk is right by the printer. So if somebody's waiting for the printer to warm up, they'll come and have a chat with me, which is very useful in case I want to get some insights into what's going on. But if they're bored and I'm trying to concentrate, it's a little bit more of a challenge. Of course, if you're listening to this audio boo, my colleagues at work, I'm never bored, and everything you have to say is very interesting, I promise. But anyway, this is getting all sort of bits and pieces sorting out. I've got a TV licence to pay, essential being a member of the BBC, because I believe it's one of the things you can get sacked for, not having a, you know, being prosecuted for not having a television licence. And of course, I have absolutely no qualms at all in paying for it, because Radio 4, I believe, is worth the licence fee on its own, as I've probably said countless times before. Now, when I've done all this, which is creating loads of paper, I'm going to have to. The problem is, the stupid thing I do is I take them out of their envelopes and I tear off the little windowy bit of the envelopes and then put the rest in the shredder to go in the compost, which means I've got no envelopes now. But that means I just sort of, they can almost be stacked up in an in tray, also known as the battery charger and USB hub, before I actually process the bills and pay them and stuff like that. I'm rambling, aren't I? The night is yet young, though. It's not 10 o'clock yet, so because I know how to party. This is how I celebrate my weekend's beginning. I'll go down to the studio and finish Christopher's bedside light, which is part of my long-running LED fest. I've really got to write a blog entry about my pound shop Uber torch. And I've actually got to find out where it is, because Christopher did take it to his grandparents with him. Right, that'll do for me for the time being. It's got coming up to 4 minutes of utter twaddle. Thank you very much for sitting through this. If I don't speak to you before, have a good weekend, but I will have a Beth update very soon.